Councilor Chris Corcoran, I'm glad you made time to call in this morning. And there is a lot to talk about. It seems like last week, all of a sudden, boom, you got this $6 million over budget project dropped in your lap here. What's the story at this point?
Well, you certainly got a great talk news radio topic to chew on, didn't you?
Yep, sure did.
It caught all of us, as well as the project director, Greg McCowan, by surprise. Value engineering has already been done.
But how can it have caught
the... Let me finish, Bill.
Okay, but I'm all right, then
please,
I'll
Bill,
ask you.
I'm calling you voluntarily this morning, not to argue with you, but to tell you what has taken place, how we've arrived, and where we're going. Because that's even more important than where we've been. Value engineering on this project has been done. With the construction manager general contractor process that you know that this project has been put through, everyone has been sitting at the table at the same time. Everybody knew what that bottom line number was going to be, what the budget, what the projected cost was going to be. This is a prevailing wage job. Keeping that in mind, please. Therefore, there are a lot more hoops that any contractor in any city, anybody has to jump through. It's just like building a slab of Interstate 5. So there's a lot more regulatory hoops to jump through. That incurs costs along the way. That said, that's not an excuse for when we finally sat down to arrive at the maximum guaranteed price that we arrived at the number that we did. Now that we've arrived at that number, the City Council has a work session set for this Thursday to discuss what are our options. The council's had a week to digest this. Everyone's been working on their own. Now the council's going to come back to the table. The city finance director is going to present options. One of those options, as she mentioned, will be a $5 million loan that she just inquired about when U.S. Bank happened to be sitting at her desk on an unrelated topic. There's been no other conversation about that. I personally do not anticipate the city going into debt to pay the $5 million cost overrun. I can't venture a guess what the final decision is going to be by the council. I can assure you and assure your viewers that no member of this city council, the city staff, or the mayor is taking this just in a rollover fashion.
No one's even implying that. But here's the question. Do you not have a fiduciary duty once you told the taxpayers this is what it's going to cost? Sticking to the budget, which means that you can say all the value engineering was done. Obviously, more needs to be done, or there needs to be a smaller project, or, you know, in other words, you get less, Councillor.
Agreed. I don't disagree with you. We have a number that we need to get to. The question is, how are we going to get there? Ground has not been broken on any fire station yet. The fire stations are just as critical as the police station and the parking garage.
$340 a square foot? Really?
I'm not a contractor. I've never been involved in that sector. That's one of the things that is so challenging for a volunteer city council. None of us are experts in the field.
Well, here it is. I'm just going to read you some numbers off of RS Means Building Construction Cost Data. This is a pretty good guideline, and this is cost per square foot. Now, hospitals are supposed to be the most expensive public construction that you can do, about $350 a square foot on the high end. Now, the high end for fire stations, total project costs, including land, and you already have the land, isn't this right?
Correct.
All right. So the 3/4 unit cost, which means the 25% of the project's cost a little more, 75% cost less. So in other words, let's just say that this is Medford quality firehouse. So that would be $209 a square foot. If we're going from $209 to $340 a square foot, something is seriously out of whack with the way we're designing this project.
Bill, I can't comment on that. I would agree that the hospitals would be, but you also have to look and take into account how these facilities are being built to the highest possible construction standards because of their ability to withstand, just like a hospital, the major seismic event that we are building them to. that is going to drive your cost up exorbitantly. And I would question the numbers that you have, given the so-called recovering economy. It takes time to compile those kinds of numbers, then to put them into production. I think that your better number is going to be in prevailing wage costs, and then tracking how the market has changed in the demand for the products that are used in the construction, because there is so much commercial construction going on. The demand has gone up while the supply is diminished.
Okay, why don't you delay the project then, as a member of the city council? Get your city councilors to delay the project until you can get more reasonably priced labor.
Are you looking for another economic downturn?
Well, how about we're looking at...
If you're going to get more reasonably priced labor, that means wages are going to go down. So there's prevailing wages.
That's
right. Are you predicting that costs for materials are going to go down? That's going to mean another economic downturn.
Okay.
Because the costs are what they are. Now, that, Bill, that's making it sound like an argument for the cost overrun, and that's not my intention.
But no one has to you do not have to do the project right now. Just because you would like to do the project right now and have been investigating doing the project right now, you don't have to. That's all I'm saying.
That's all going to be part of the consideration by the city council. As you well know, there's tons of steel that has already gone up for the police station.
But that's the steel. That's not the interior. That's not the exterior.
I personally would not like to leave a shell.
Well, personally, the taxpayer, the taxpayers are seeing themselves ready to be sheared here.
They're not going to be sheared.
It's not coming out of thin air, Counselor, because if
the project will probably get cut, as was I said earlier, Bill.
Okay. Well, that's what I was asking.
The council is going to discuss its options. One of those options may be cutting a fire station.
Cutting a fire station.
You're not building the fire station that we said we were going to build.
Okay.
That's going to be discussed. All options are going to be discussed, up to and including borrowing the money, because that is our financial responsibility.
All right, Counselor.
I would love to say that we can bring this project in on budget. I don't know how we can at this point.
I question, in fact, I would question and talk to your project manager if you have really done all of the value engineering. And is there nothing? Because you heard those subcontractors call up here, Counselor, that talked about what was being viewed as a nicety ends up really being a luxury, and it just ends up exploding in cost by the time we're at the end.
Discussions are taking place right now, Bill.
Oh. All right, Counselor. I appreciate you reaching out and coming on the show this morning. Okay?
Well, there will be a lot better story or a lot more news. It may not be as newsworthy after the work session on Thursday.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. Thank you, Counselor.
You bet. Have a good day, Bill.
You too.